morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. Today, it is not a typical show. We are honoring those who lost their life, all the victims yesterday at the Boston Marathon. We are praying for Boston today. A few minutes ago, I got a little bit emotional talking about the 8-year-old boy. By the way, I'm a really ugly crier, Rachel. I'm sorry about that.
They had to see my face. It's one of those things where it's if you don't feel some kind of emotion, you need to check yourself because, you know, we're humans. It's a natural thing to feel compassion and sympathy.
Right now, we are fortunate to be joined by John Young, who was actually running in the race yesterday when the explosion happened at the finish line. Good morning, John. How far were you away from when it happened?
I was about half a mile from the finish.
Wow, so you were very close. So could you hear everything then, the explosions? You could hear them.
I didn't hear the explosions at all. There's a huge crowd, lots of cheering going on where I was, so that wasn't evident at all until we were told we had to stop.
When did you realize, when did it hit you that a national tragedy was unfolding just a couple blocks away from where you were running?
Well, pretty much when a friend of mine who was running with me was a little in front of me, she turned around and came back and told me, we've just been told we have to stop, and I said, what happened? And she said there was an explosion at the finish line, and I'll be honest with you, the national part of it didn't really hit me because my family was sitting in the stands at the finish line.
How long did it take you to find your family? Because I'm sure it was just mass chaos.
Well, luckily, I ran actually with my cell phone, so I immediately grabbed my phone, and there was a voicemail message from my wife, kind of, you know, obviously panicking, explaining to me what happened, and so I immediately called her, and so I was able to find out quite quickly that she was safe.
Was she at the finish line when it happened, or had they kind of gone off somewhere else when it had happened?
She was right at the finish line, sitting in the stands.
Oh,
when
my God. I just wanted to make sure I heard you right. That is absolutely incredible. We've seen the video. We've seen the pictures like everybody else. Experiencing it firsthand, we really can't imagine what you went through yesterday.
It was traumatic. And, you know, my wife was very impressed with the fact that, you know, as soon as it went off, they immediately took everybody out of the stands and got them far away as quickly as possible through the Boston Library and then out into another hotel that was across the street. So she was gone pretty quickly with my son, and obviously they were just, you know, they were concerned as well because they didn't know where I was on the course.
With your wife being so close to where it happened, I mean, how is she holding up, you know, not really even 24 hours later?
She's okay, but we're both concerned for our son, and right. We want to make sure that he's okay.
How old is your son?
He's 10.
Oh, wow. Has he asked you any kind of questions or anything about this, trying to understand it, or has it been hard having a conversation about this, or have you even really done that yet?
Well, we've tried, but we also don't push him on it. It's if he wants to talk, he'll talk, and he's pretty good with that kind of stuff. And you know, we think it's important not to just keep pressing the issue because, you know, that's just not, we don't want to kind of over dramatize it. We just want him to come to us when he's ready, and he seems okay so far.
John Young with us right now, who is running in the Boston Marathon yesterday. Thanks for taking a couple quick minutes to join us. We know it's been a crazy, hectic, chaotic last 16, 17 hours. So glad you're all right, and send your family our wishes.
Thank you very much.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.